Halo has morphed from an independent project to something much bigger over the past 2 years. How has that process been for you?
It's been kind of educational in a sense. You know, when I first started Burn Halo, it was just me. I didn't know how I was going to market, promote it. I didn't know really what I was going to do with it. I knew that I had written songs with a guy, and I had an album made. I didn't know who was going to be in the band, and, you know, I went and I found some guys to play with, and, you know, it was weird because we just, nobody knew each other. It was everybody just being thrown into a room together and saying, okay, here, go rehearse, and then here, go tour, you know. You know, most bands that I know, like 90% of the bands I know are, you know, from the same area, they grow up together or, you know, have mutual friends and end up just jamming together. You know, that wasn't the case for us. So we had to learn a lot about, you know, ourselves as individuals and each other. And with that said, we're on our third drummer and we've had a change at rhythm guitar, and everything kind of took, you know, a minute to get going, and the songwriting process for the new album and to get where we are right now, it just took a while. It took a lot of feeling out, and, you know, I'm really glad that things happened the way they did, because, you know, I wouldn't have Brandon and I wouldn't have Dylan in the band and we wouldn't have the record that we do. But you know, it's just it's been one of those different types of experiences for me.
Okay, considering that, what's the band's creative process like?
Well, we're all on the same page musically on what kind of record we want to make, and that was the most important thing. And at first, we were battling, you know, well, you know, do we, you know, should we make a record that is, you know, more geared towards what we did last time and geared towards this, like, you know, this radio market, or, you know, do we just do something different, like. You know, we sat down and we talked about it. Brandon came up to the table with the song Dakota that he had written a while back and, you know, presented it to the band. It was a lot heavier, a lot more aggressive, and we hadn't considered, you know, doing stuff like that, you know, for this album, although we were all fans of heavier, more aggressive metal-influenced music. And with that in mind, he brought it to the table and everybody loved it. And we just sat down and we said, you know what, let's make the record we want to make. So our rhythm section, Brandon, Dylan, and Aaron are all from Tulsa, Oklahoma, so they all live together or live in the same area. They would get together and, you know, hash out these ideas. You know, each one of them would bring a song to the table and they'd work through them. You know, Joey wrote some songs on his own. I wrote some songs with Joey. I wrote some songs on my own. And when it came time to, you know, work through these songs for pre-production, you know, everything just kind of gelled. You know, we made minor adjustments here and there to, you know, just about every song. And it was really, really good, like, natural, organic experience, like, to write like that as a band and have everybody, you know, believe in the same thing and all the same songs, and everybody loved everything that was going on, and that was, you know, the most important thing and really really helped get this record done.
Okay, Burn Halo has a modern sound, but from what I've heard, you guys sound like you've been influenced by bands such as Collective Soul, Black Crowes. I mean, what influences you guys?
You know, I think that you could hear some of that on the first record, to be honest with you. And the first album was definitely more of like a vintage, like, classic rock sound, but definitely modernized with, you know, the tones and the vocal approach and, you know, some of the songwriting. With this album, you know, we took our own influences individually. You know, metal was a big influence on our album. You know, the heavier side of the rock spectrum. Just basically like what influenced us as individuals. Me, myself, you know, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 are, like, you know, two of the greatest records, you know, or the single greatest record, if you want to call it that, like, ever made for rock, and it was just groundbreaking. And, you know, bands like Metallica and, you know, Avenged definitely, you know, influence us, you know, as musicians and songwriters, for sure.
Okay, what's your favorite song on the new album? What does it mean to you?
Oh, that's so tough. I really love them all, and they're all special to me in their own little way. My favorite song would probably be Threw It All Away. Joey had been working with this like guitar part on tour in late summer of 2010. We were pretty much wrapping up the touring cycle, and he kept playing this thing, you know, on his acoustic guitar, just, you know, around the clubs and stuff. And I said, man, that's great. Like, that's really, really great. He came down from Sacramento one day, and I spent a couple of days with him on that song. And, you know, we were able to really, like, develop this, like, really cool song that had a lot of great dynamics to it. It has, like, that ballad feel to it, but to me it has more of, like, a Metallica-type ballad feel to it, not, like, the standard, like, you know, Skid Row-type ballad. You know, it's got some teeth to it. The guitar parts are, I think, a lot cooler and a lot more modern. And lyrically and vocally, I just feel like that song paints, like, the prettiest picture, and it just gets really, really personal and really deep, and I just feel like it's possibly, you know, start to finish, like, one of the best songs, like, if not the best song that I've ever, you know, I've ever written as a writer, and, you know, helped arrange musically.
Okay, if your new album comes out June 28th, so if someone's, you know, walking around the CD shop or something like that around that time, or they're checking out iTunes and they see, you know, this band Burn Halo that they've never heard of before, why should they pick it up? How would you sway them to pick it up?
That's a good question. I mean, we have a cool cover. It's definitely the cover of the album's it's interesting. It kind of draws you in. It's like, what's going on here? You know, there's this like really beautiful girl on the cover of the record, and one side of her is all kept up and kind of pure and cool colors, like nice looking. The other side's, you know, kind of trashed and disintegrating into, you know, a lot of warmer tones. And the depiction is of like good and evil, heaven and hell. You know, both sides of the spectrum, and this girl stands in the middle. So, I mean, like visually, that's what we're trying to do to capture somebody's eyes, like have them say, hey, what's going on here, if they're just stopping by. Now, if I'm standing next to the album, I'm trying to pitch it to somebody, you know, I'm telling them that the album has everything that a rock or, you know, hard rock fan would want on an album. It's got great dynamics, great songwriting, cool lyrics, amazing guitar parts, and, you know, it sounds top notch. It's everything that you would want from a current rock album. There's not a lull, you know, in the track listing. There's not a single song that is a filler, and feel that it's got something for everybody.
Okay, you guys are getting ready to tour this summer. What can fans expect on that tour?
They can expect a lot off the new album. We're really looking forward to playing these songs, and they can expect probably, you know, four to five songs off of the first album, but probably, you know, we're gonna be showcasing, you know, the heavier, more aggressive side of the first record to go along with the new songs. And we actually have a couple of songs that, you know, we've been talking about playing from my previous band, 18 Visions. So that's also something that, you know, we've been talking about and have been curious to try out.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to tell fans about the band that haven't already listened to you guys?
Yeah, actually, you know, we're always on the internet, like, promoting, like, individually and then collectively for the band. And there's a lot of bands, like, don't like to interact with their fans, you know, or they just don't take the time to do it. But we feel like, you know, our fans are what make the band, and they are, like, what enable us to do what we love doing, and that is continue to make records and tour and play shows. You know, so we do like to take time out of our day, you know, whether it's, you know, on Twitter or Facebook, just trying to reply to fans and interact with them and relate to them, because they are super important to us. And I know that we're probably one of few bands that does that, you know, to the extent that we do.